Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Most recent purchase excluded. What is the besides that? Have there been anything in the past
couple
weeks?
She bought a green egg.
The grill?
The smoker grill?
The smoker? That's expensive.
Yeah, but like that's like buying a used car.
The high
car.
End, like the $1,000 guy, right?
Still.
Right.
There are three grills on our deck right now for one person. Three grills.
She loves meat.
So. what of the no contact situation? And then she says, I got it covered because I guess sometime in December when my dad was freaking out about this pandemic coming, she got herself what is a hazmat suit from like DuPont was selling it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
On behalf of the governor of Georgia, let me say that I really, really look forward to all my citizenry getting back into the gym.
Oh, Mike, you know, I'm so glad you said that because I was going to actually use this in the audio vault, but man, when you tee it up, I got to take a swing. Are you familiar before this morning of the name Henry McMaster?
Well, yeah, it sounds vaguely familiar, but
he's
don't
the governor
remember.
Of South Carolina, and I would like to send a TMOS muffin basket to him.
Wow.
For using a voice today in a press, well, it was yesterday, using a voice in a press conference that sounds like something you and I created to make fun of the governor of South Carolina. May I go to the tape?
Yes, please do. Please.
On April the 3rd, I restricted some retail businesses to pick up and delivery only. This included furniture stores, shoe stores, department stores, music stores, sporting goods stores, craft, flea markets, and florists. As of 5 o'clock, I am canceling that order. But I also remind those merchants and those customers that the order concerning social distancing is still in place.
Get to your craft stores.
You have to work. You have to work to get an accent like that.
Yeah.
You have to be around that all the time. Or is it, well, I don't know. I understand they might have a hotbed or two in Atlanta, but you know, we don't really hang around those people that much anyway. So you go ahead. Have everybody. Okay. I woke up this morning with the darkest thought, and it's not all that unusual to
Mike,
think.
Mike, I want to say to everybody.
Which one is that? That's not
that's
Atlanta.
That's McMaster.
That's not Georgia. That's McMaster. He's South Carolina.
South Carolina. And if you want to get to the craft store, if you want to buy beads, yarn, maybe a dowel rod.
Sporting goods.
We'd like to say, reopen Georgia and South Carolina. Let's go to the sporting goods store. There I am. Hello.
Do you have any wiffle ball bats?
Do you think for just a second here?
Yes.
Yeah.
This was the dark thought. I literally had this pop into my brain.
Like first thing this morning,
I'm not in a good spot.
Man.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not in a good space. Haven't been in a good space for 2 days.
Just
not liking where I live. Not liking where a lot of other people live. Not liking playing Parcheesi with human life. Not liking it. Not feeling it. Reading a lot of, if you saw my post last night from the Presbyterian Hospital, ER worker who posted what he was going through. And I woke up thinking, is there a mindset? Now, hear me out here.
Okay.
Among certain members of our society. Political leadership that thinks, well, get them, meaning us,
right,
back to work, and if we lose a few in the process, it's thinning the herd, or it's just, because my feeling is that's kind of at its core. If you are going purely on safety, if you are going, be safe, and because I don't necessarily buy the fact that the economy, what's it, the cure is worse than the disease. Yeah. I don't buy that. It's a conspiracy thing that got traction and then it got it. What I'm thinking is, do you think there's a mindset among certain leadership in this country that kind of says, well, they got to fuel our economy so we can stay rich. So get the drones back in there. Get the drones back. The bottom line, that's the way I feel about this. The bottom
line
is,
that there is too much urgency.
Get your ass back to work. If you die or you give it to a healthcare worker or a doctor or a nurse, you know, that's the collateral damage that we will suffer. That, because I think that's really what it, if it comes down to pure safety, these governors don't do this. Certainly not in Georgia, where they haven't met the guidelines yet. It's driving me a little out of my mind. It really is.
At its root, it has everything to do with their I would say, position in office, the presidential election coming up, how they want to be favored in Washington. At its root is how many people can I get on my side, on my political side, without hurting myself? It's completely selfish. 100%.
Wow. How would you feel if your brother and sister-in-law were on the front lines in Georgia right now? How do you think medical people are feeling right now in Georgia? I saw the mayor interviewed this morning, and she was just wonderfully articulate about
in despair.
You know, she's despairing a little bit it's despair. It's despair. I hope that that nothing. I hope that we don't have a spike.
Now,
I really do. I don't want people to die.
It's so effing weird. We're on the same page. We talk about losing one soldier overseas being too much. When we talk about war.
Sure.
And that is too much.
All the time. Like, one life
is one too many. Now, in casual conversation, whether it's the White House or it's partisan politics, it's as long as we don't crest 100,000. As long as we don't crest 200,000.
And the thing that really flips me
out. Where do we live, man? Where do we live right now?
It's absolutely bizarro
land. Where do we live? When did we become a failed state?
It's bizarro land.
And these people.
When did we become a failed state? When did we literally become a failed state?
It's crazy. It's been
a long, slow decline, Mike. We've talked about earlier this week that people are so focused on getting back to supposed normalcy. And they're hearing these statistics, but they're not registering, I don't think, the statistics of 60,000, 70,000, 100,000 dead. And what's being more problematic is when your governor or your mayor or someone in power starts to emphasize the importance of that. Again, it cheapens the effect of what's really going on here. People are dying. And if people are just hearing this on the surface and saying, well, you know, there will be some deaths, but we're going to get back to normal, don't diminish the fact that there are people dying.
Yeah. I don't know.
And it's implicit from our leadership at every level that it's okay. And guess what, folks?
I think I figured it out. You know, boys, how often do I come to you before the show and tell you I got nothing? Where I was trying to put down funny.
You're in a funk.
I couldn't do it. I'm in a funk because I'm thinking about this. And by the way, the mayor's name, Atlanta mayor's Keisha Bottoms, and she did not get a call from the governor's office. She found out at his press conference that they were doing this. And by the way, the governor's order supersedes.
It's not like Atlanta's not a really big city in Georgia.
No, it's not like it's a big city.
He can't call everybody.
This has moved me into an area right now where, you know, I care about two things. I care about my family and my loved ones, and I care about people on this show. And next to that, I probably care about maybe because of my proximity to Oscar telling me about it all the time and then reading these amazingly well-written pieces by people that are in the emergency rooms. I care about the healthcare workers, and it just seems to me that you're right. Where did human life go out the window with this? Why are you even taking the slightest chance? Why are you putting somebody in a position where they have to go back to work and it's their livelihood? Or it's their health.
Mm.
And this guy who is the same governor, by the way, who didn't think that you could get the, found out 24 hours before he made his press conference that you could pass this virus along without symptoms.
Yeah.
What is, who's got his ear? What kind of absolute monsters are looking at this? I'm sorry, don't call me right now. I didn't die.
Maybe it's one of the monsters.
No, it's the governor of Georgia calling Mike.
Sorry about that. Bottoms. I am so professional. What a pro I am. Yeah, I'm in a funk. I am. I'm not doing things.
Well, don't fake the funk, Mike.
No.
I can't fake the funk.
Don't fake the funk.
But Jesus, why are we making this? What is wrong with us, man? What is wrong with
our state? They can't wait to run back to the beaches because someone said it might be okay.
Oh, in Maryland,
they're not even thinking.
Mike, In Maryland, good news, even though the
president's... Republican Governor Larry Hogan up there. I put my hands together for a governor with balls. If I lived in Maryland, that is an automatic vote. For that man who is taking people's lives over politics, and he is risking it, and I appreciate that guy more than you know. A voice of bipartisan sanity, along with a lot of other people that are doing it that way. Mm-hmm. But you
Hogan's been at it since the beginning. He was the first to close schools. Boom. He was the first to really make a fist and take this seriously. So God bless him.
And by the way, as someone who has applied for the small business loans to pay our employees here at the Mike O'Mara Show, hey, Marco Rubio and Chuck Schumer, thanks for squeezing in that paragraph about Shake Shack and Ruth's Chris. Thanks for calling them a small business, you abysmal F-sticks. And by the way, Democrats, you think this is you think this is Republican Democrat? No. You want to have fun sometime? But Google Chuck Schumer and take a look at how he rolls with big business and donations and all that. All right. No one's immune from this.
No.
This is the failed state we live in right now, where senators sell stock because they get advanced knowledge of the coming pandemic. Sure. That's where we are. We gotta repair it. We have to repair it, because right now, when you have a governor that supersedes, by the way, anybody that thinks differently, because he thinks he's going to get a nice little pat on the back from Captain Orange that's going to do great. And I cannot, I'm absolutely today, more than any day during this entire pandemic, I am sitting there wondering why my gut is turned upside down right now, because I don't live in Georgia. It shouldn't bother me. I'm not in Jacksonville where the beaches are open and the idiot parade. The guy that got me was the guy riding his bike with his mask on, you know, brushing up practically shoulder to shoulder with people. You dumb f- really? Is that where you chose to ride? Is that where you want to get out there and maybe catch some ass? Is that what you were doing? What happened to us?
We've been deprogrammed.
What happened to us?
It's trickling down, Mike, because of the misplaced priorities at the highest positions. It's trickling down.
And I know they're going to be that. There's going to be that segment of the audience. Oh, Mike, you know, it's bad enough. Yeah, la, la, la. Just eat your friggin' donuts and try to calm down, where we have people that we have elected. If you do not think at this point in time, I say this to you, Mr. Santana, that elections don't matter, they matter now.
Oh, they matter.
Man, oh,
I've
man.
I've always voted. I just said D.C. didn't matter.
You want to rephrase that?
Right. Yeah. You're trailing off
matter.
There.
I just said they didn't matter. There you go. That's it. They matter, baby. Oh, my God. I'm out of my mind with this. I feel
don't
so...
Don't be a go. Vote.
I was fine up until... If I hadn't watched the interview with the mayor of Atlanta, where she was just... She was beaten down. She was beaten down. There was nothing in her power that she could do at this point. She was talking about using the courts. Good luck with that one. And here's this governor that without any waiting game, without any, he is going against the guidelines as far as letting I hope that this magically goes away. I really do. I hope it doesn't spike. But if it does, if it goes up again, these people, you have to hold them accountable.
Yeah, of course.
You have to hold them accountable. We will. I don't know, man. I don't know why it's gotten to me, but it has finally really gotten to me. Why did it have to become political?
If we're being completely transparent, let's talk about the small business loans, right?
Yeah.
And you and I have not talked about
you guys. I know you two are subcontractors for this show.
Yeah,
so you're doing your own thing.
Yeah,
You know, you're applying for your own thing.
Didn't get cleared. Podcast Village. In a waiting line, which probably won't get cleared.
Unreal.
And then,
here we are.
And then,
we're the small of the small right down here.
And then you've
got, so
you have all these, and I kid you not, like when you see that notice, it says, you're in the queue maybe. It is the vaguest of vague.
Yeah. Thank you for submitting your information.
On
Shake Shack. Shake Shack, $10 million. Boom. Here it is, Mr. Shake Shack. That's what it's, folks, this is it. This is where we are. This is what, I'll say, the old white-haired Bernie Sanders has said all along. This is, right now, you're witnessing it every single day. Mm-hmm. You're seeing what it's all about. It's money and power. It has nothing to do with you, the average guy. It doesn't. And these people that come out, that muddy the water, they are thrilled. In certain circles, the guys that sit on top of the mountaintop, the people in the high castle, are looking down at the Alex Joneses and the Matt Drudges and the people that stir this conspiracy garbage up, and they are thrilled with it. And you know why they're thrilled with it? Because they know you're weak-minded. And they know that if they can stir this crap up, you will be distracted from the irrefutable fact that the haves get more and the have-nots get less. And it's getting worse than it's ever been. And our government is non-existent. They are, right now, if you had strong leadership that cared about people, this would be a situation that was handled. You would feel safe. You would be taken care of. You would be looking at a legitimate light at the end of the tunnel where you'd be coming out of this maybe in a couple of months. And everybody would be able to get back to work and hopefully do so safely with testing. They have failed at every step, and now they're going, well, we're just gonna let the sporting goods store. You F you, you scumbag. I'm sure you're gonna be fine. And you know where America is, unfortunately, a large part of America is they ain't going to give a rat's ass until mommy gets it or daddy gets it or my kid gets it. Otherwise, forget it. Forget it, because that's the way we roll. We are so distracted and obsessed about things that don't matter to us. I am right now feeling that my government has failed me like it's never failed me before. And it has nothing to do with the president. It has everything to do with all of them.
Yep.
It's disgusting to me. It's disgusting how we just can't have a society where people can be governed by people that look out for them. They don't. We have when you've got governors all over not getting any direction from the federal government, and you've got an ass clown in Georgia that's opening before it's safe, not for any other reason that he just doesn't know. He doesn't know, or he doesn't care. There are no other options. He either doesn't know because he's stupid, or he doesn't care because he is a fucking monster to do this and to make people think. Imagine the people that think they're going to lose their job if they don't go back to an essential service that's going to be deemed by the governor.
Scared.
And they're choosing because maybe their mother died or their sister died. God, why are we... I'm sorry. I just had to scream today. I am so sorry for this.
And then there's Mike. Remember the weak-minded people that assume because their governor, the man in power, says it's okay, they're just going to say, okay, it's okay. But guess what? It's not. But they're not thinking for themselves. They're not looking at the statistics.
That's all it is. It's a numbers game with scientists and doctors. And you know what? We're not there. We're not where we need to be. So we've decided to risk the lives of our countrymen and... make the situation that is in many states getting better, maybe make it worse again to say we're open up. I don't know what we're going to do, guys. I don't know. It today was the critical mass for me where I just said, how can we just be letting this happen? How can we just let this happen? And I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I just read everything I can get my hands on about this. And I especially read about the human toll where we go, oh, 41,000, 42,000. And then you read a doctor talking about not forgetting the eyes of people that he's giving a choice whether they want to be intubated or not. Because he says it's going to be painful and uncomfortable, or you can choose to die. A legitimate conversation that's gone on tens of thousands of times with people, looking at people that are not ready to go yet, that are not ready to end their lives yet. And meanwhile, we're up there going, we've done better. Are you kidding me? What? When did we? I've never seen anything quite like it. It's just stunning to
all the small businesses that I even like friends of mine from business school, none of them got the green light, and they all applied day one. They all applied with like CFOs with the right paperwork.
Failure taking the on the time. Part of your elected government. Failure, 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 and then feathering the nest. Because guess what Oscar Santana and Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak don't have? You know what we don't have? We don't have lobbyists.
No.
The big restaurants do. Ruth's Chris does. Shake Shack does. Fairness to Shake Shack, they gave back.
Well, of course. It's the best thing to do.
PR move. Sorry.
You know what they did? I wouldn't be surprised if Tom Hanks ran Shake Shack. Because he came out and said, give me the money, then I'll give it back.
But I didn't see any other restaurant as of showtime be like, oh, our bad. Here's the money.
No, slurped up. Under the guise of being a small, of helping the little guy, right? Small business. What? Define it, right? No, under the guise of helping the little guy, small businesses, this money gets slurped up by the massive restaurant chains that couldn't give two s about people that are working in their restaurants. Unbelievable. I the failed state, man. We have been failed, you know, but don't worry. You want to have fun? Who do you think's making a lot of this policy federally, all right? Do a deep dive. I urge everybody. You want to have some fun? Do you want to have some real fun? Do a deep dive on Jared Kushner. Do a deep dive on his biography, all right? And read about how he got to where he is. And he's advising the president on how to handle this.
Sure, yeah.
Just, I won't say anything more than read about him. Read every detail you can read about how he got to where he got. That's all. I want you to do that. But then these moves are happening all over the place where I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm in the back of the plane and the plane is losing altitude and I don't know how to fly the plane. And, right. You know, it's very, very difficult. But sorry about the lack of yucks for the opening of this show.
We'll
still be funny and we'll talk about our stupid stuff and we'll have our cocktail parties. But I'm sorry. I intend to snap the underwear band of our collective listenership just to wake you people up a little bit and just be aware of it. Be aware. And this could be whether you get COVID or not. This could be whether you're going to get your job back or you're going to get a check that you need. Millions of people in a queue to get unemployment. Ay, 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 ay. Failed state. Just right in front of your eyes. And we're debating it? We're debating what? We're debating that my team's better than your team? They all suck.
Mike, you have to debate because it slows things down. That's the rule. Things have to move slowly. That way people forget.
We need a...
I have hope, Mike.
We need a white knight.
I have hope.
Today is a day where I have been active politically my entire life, and I have been engaged politically my entire life, and I choose to do that, and I will continue to do that. But make no mistake that we've lost our way, and when you lose your way this much, and when you really, you've heard it all the time. America always likes to talk about it. Corruption at the top levels of government. People that are corrupt, people that are more concerned with their money have you ever had a better example of it than what we're dealing with right now? It's right there. These governors, a lot of these governors, in my opinion, are trying to, Oscar articulated it better than I did as far as the beginning. They're trying to curry favor with Washington because they want to get reelected and they want to just get the big tap on the head. This is a time in our life where if you're a puppy dog and you lick the hand of the main guy, your main master up there. That's all you have to do. You don't have to think. You don't have to do things that are smart. You just lick the puppy dog's hand, and you're going to be fine because the facts do not matter at all. Anything contrary to what comes out of the mouth of King Kim Jong Trump is gospel, whether it's true or not. It does. Truth doesn't matter anymore. Anything that is said that is contrary to what he says is dubbed fake news. That's it. Mm-hmm. What a great way if it were. Oscar, what if you were to say, Mike, I can't see you because the light went off in the studio. Your camera is completely dark. Said, oh, Oscar, you always say that. Mike, I'm telling you, it's dark. Oh, fake news. That's what we're dealing with. But we accept it every single day.
Well, this is magnified because of the current pandemic. This has been happening for the past 3.5 years.
Yeah.
It's just the idea.
Well, probably that more than that.
This is within his presidential campaign. Then you go into his presidency. And forever have I ever fought more not to talk about politics in the past 3 years, I would say, than the past 3 years. But this past half year, since January, since this pandemic, do you ever hear me to ask you, Mike, never to talk about this?
No, ever? I don't. Now that I think about it, I don't. I think it might be personal for you.
People's lives are at stake.
Yeah. It goes beyond politics.
It's not just livelihood. People's lives are at stake. So this misinformation campaign of, the sun's going to burn it off, or once you get it, you're immune, which we haven't confirmed, or we're going to be okay, or everybody's business is going to be just fine as long as you keep all your employees and you don't fire anybody because we're going to take care of you as long as you apply day one. All that is a lie.
It's a lie.
Lies.
It is a failed state that we live in right now. Is it repairable?
Yes.
I can't get up in the morning if I don't think that.
I can't get up in the morning
if I don't think that. I am pleased to be able to live in a country where we can do what we're doing every single day.
Right.
But I have never, ever in my adult life felt more despair over my country and the way they are responding. This is not World War II. Take your World War II references and flush them down the effing toilet, because this is not World War II. We are not banding together. That guy, that ass clown with the AK-47 on the steps of the Capitol in Michigan is not my brother. He is not my brother. He is endangering our fellow citizens. Fact. No gray area. Fact. You go out there shoulder to shoulder. I just think we need to save people. And please tell Frankie to shut up.
Mike, be careful.
What
Frankie
credibility
has an AK-47.
I have when there's a friggin' chihuahua barking in my house that, by the way, I'm going to put cinder blocks in this office. I'm putting a wall up. That's it. We're getting doors. I just made that decision.
And you're making Carla pay for it.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Make the studio great again.
She is filled with the same kind of... she's living with me, so she's dealing with that. But I have to say that...
she might pay
with
for
all
the
this,
wall.
Good. With all this, man, oh man, every day somebody else doing something great, somebody risking
that.
Their life. I mean, you know, they're talking about this guy he has the name of the Jason Hill, I think, was the worker in the ER at New York Presbyterian Hospital that just wrote 10 paragraphs. I read the whole thing and I shared it for everybody about what he deals with in these wonderful human beings. I mean, There are thousands of them, thousands of people in the medical community that I you can't say it enough about them. You can't stop saying that they're out there. They're not getting, most of them aren't getting rich. I read they got one of the hospital systems gave them a $2,500 bonus and they get an extra week of vacation. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Some
I'll
are
go
getting,
back get and deal
some
with
are
it.
Getting pay cuts.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Just because of the budget.
The bravery. The bravery, it's there. It's out there. Where it's not are the people that have to have, people like me, that have to have a camera in their face every day. People that want to talk. I'm one of them, too. I'm talking about the people that don't have a camera in their face that go out and do this every day. We are surrounded by the very best human beings you would ever see. So that's the hope. That's the hope that I get. And, you know, the minority of people, the small group, are the groups you see screaming and yelling about, I want to get back, I need my liberty, and false, by the way, false bravery, liberty, don't tread on me, here's my gun. You know what? Those people, yeah, if they were in a foxhole with my father on Tulagi in the South Pacific, they'd be the last people in the world that would run out and jump on the grenade. Flat out guarantee it. Because if they were really brave, they'd be standing up to their minions and telling them, this is just not the right thing to do. I want us to get better. Government, I want us to get better. I want people to be taken care of. So I vented, but we are still collectively a great country.
We are.
We are still a great country.
There's always
hope.
We
happen to have a failed state running us right now.
We can fix ourselves. We've always been able to. You know, it's built in to our Constitution to be able to evolve and fix ourselves. And we can do it.
I hope we can. I hope we can.
We live in a country where a listener of this wonderful show, highlighted yesterday on the program, Trip Affleck, can send us panty grade masks.
Yes. Masks, that Mike, is, with the feeling of intimacy.
Oscar got his Mike O'Mara show mask.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, we take this the good
is,
with the bad.
This is the most perverted mask on the market.
Yeah. It feels as though you're down there.
It feels,
you know,
like it's 2001. I'm at WVU, and I'm at my girlfriend's house, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what these are like.
Yeah. We love you, Trip. Oh, my God.
And
oh,
Mike,
he's a good egg.
Speaking of failed states, still no word back from Liberate Virginia. Why won't they let me in?
Wow. Do you think they think they caught on to you? Do you think that's
maybe
what it is?
When I said that COVID was a hoax, that's why I want in.
Facebook is actively shutting down these groups.
Good.
Oh, well, there's something.
Saw that yesterday.
There's a little something. So listen, for those of you that wanted a chuckle, I have two words to say to you. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
Yeah, be that you're going back to the switchboard.
Oliver, lunch is ready.
I'm coming.
What were you yelling at Ev about?
He left the switchboard. There's nobody at the phone company.
Well, what difference does it make?
Lisa, I took over the phone company to prove that I could give the Valley good phone service.
Well, now that you prove that you can't, why don't you forget about it?
I'm not about to. It's important for the farmer to be able to call for what is that?
Hot water soup.
Hot water soup?
Soup made out of hot water.
Just plain hot water?
What else you put in a hot water soup?
Might put a bouillon cube in it.
Why, then it wouldn't be hot water soup.
You said you were going to make chicken noodle.
But it isn't my fault. It's the chickens. I looked at every one of them, and none of them had noodles on them.
Lisa, you don't...
All they had was feathers. And I didn't think that you wanted chicken feather soup.
No, they might tickle my...
Drink your soup while the water is hot.
Nobody in their right mind would drink hot water soup.
I'm sorry I kept you waiting.
Oh, boy, hot water soup!
Nobody in their right mind would...
That's what I said, and there's your living proof. If you call that living.
Golly, I always say Mrs. Douglas makes the best hot water soup in the valley.
You like it?
Oh, yeah. It's finger-licking good.
Ab, hold the...
That's a switch. He usually says, what the...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you along with us. Thank you so very much for buying your TMOS t-shirts. We really appreciate that. Every little bit helps. And we're seeing the pictures of these wonderful people that are so excited when they get them. And it makes me happy every time I see that every day. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. From Marengo, Iowa, Mexico City, Mexico, Manchester, United Kingdom, Dry Prong, Louisiana, North Kingstown, Rhode Island, and So-So, Mississippi. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our friends at Cornerstone. The coronavirus has the mortgage market unsettled, so it's more important than ever to work with someone who understands the market, the impact of the virus, and your specific needs and options. That's why you need to call my friends at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First has adjusted their lending platform to accommodate those of us impacted by the virus. With access to virtual applications, closings, and appraisal waivers, you can now get through the mortgage process without ever coming into contact with anyone else. That's important. I've been through that. I lived that down here. I understood what closings are about and not having to touch people. Mm-hmm. It's pretty scary stuff. Whether it's saving money each month by refinancing to a lower rate or pulling equity off to pay bills, Cornerstone First Financial is in it with you for the long haul. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. If you have enough on your mind, let Cornerstone First handle the mortgage call, your partners at Cornerstone First Financial. That was a beautifully read paragraph. You have enough on your mind, period. Let Cornerstone First handle the mortgage, period. Call your partners at Cornerstone First Financial, period. I'm all ramped up. Call 202-625-1221 and see what they can do for you. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. I have to give you a little window into my thought process.
Okay.
I talked to the guys before the show, and I don't know that's going to happen when I open the microphone. That comes out of me like somebody else is doing it. Might be my mom, you know, her birthday is tomorrow. She might be channeling through me and saying, you know, this needs to be said. So I'm not really sure where it comes from.
I'm glad you said it.
But for those of you who think that I feel better after doing that, no. But thank you. Thank you for that. Let's talk about something that's at our lead story on the Mike O'Mara show today. The top of the heap that we were told right before air that Oscar's mother, his beautiful, wonderful Bolivian mama, she went shopping recently.
Yeah.
And when I heard this, as they used to say in parts of Virginia, I like to fall out. This is pretty funny stuff.
So my mom, she's known about the Home Shopping Network. It's been chronicled in QVC for, I would say, better part of two decades.
She loves printers, right?
She loves buying things she doesn't need or thinks we might need and then pretends to give them to us after she bought them and realized she doesn't need them for her, or that we may need them. She has bought everything from your laser jet printer that they give away essentially at every big box store to Wolfgang Puck's convection oven that she doesn't need either, right? She's got so many things that
she's primarily products. These are primarily products that, like, the celebrity will come in, like Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, oh my god,
and
she's
sell her stuff.
She's been on television. Yeah. If you've heard the broken English, it's my mom. She'll say how much she bought them, who she bought them for. Like, she's the perfect mark. And when I would say
calling his mother a
the
mark
better
is kind
part
of sad.
Of
she is.
I know, but still, it's his mom, baby.
Decade ago, when my brother and I and my sister and father all stepped in to look at her credit card debt, we realized, oh my God, this woman's out of control. So she's closely monitored now. Most people have a credit card service. My mom has her kids. So we made the mistake of digging in this past weekend. And maybe that's why I spent all of Sunday eating, is on Saturday we went through, we have access to my mom's accounts, so we go through them. And
I'm sorry, my face is starting.
It's fine.
Because
you know what's coming. Oh. That's why.
My brother and I lead the pack in taking care of my mom's finances and actually being the hawks. Like, once a month we sit down and say, what is she buying right now?
Yeah.
And it's not like we're policing her. She's got enough money for herself, and my father does what he does, and she saved her own savings, and we all kind of give into the
till. So she's financially feasible.
She's
financially
feasible, but
okay.
Mike,
and the most recent purchase excluded, what is the besides that? Have there been anything in the past couple weeks?
She bought a green egg
The grill?
The smoker grill?
The smoker? That's expensive.
Yeah, but like, that's like buying a used
car. The high end, like the $1,000 guy, right?
Still.
Right.
There are three grills on our deck right now for one person. Three grills.
She loves meat.
So. So she, we see those are the outliers. You're like, oh, F, what did she buy this time? And then we find out, and she's like, well, just in case. So like, what are you gonna tell your mom that sacrificed her entire life for you? Like, you're fine.
Just in case what? 50,000 people come over for burgers?
My sister really messed up. And my sister falls into this world as well that, God bless her, her husband probably deals with these financial accountings every month,
right,
where she showed my mom how to get onto Amazon and shop on her phone. So
on their phone.
With her own account, we have no access, nothing. We finally get access to her Amazon account that she's been shopping on her phone.
How long has she had access
since
to Amazon?
January. Since
this is new.
This is new. We've been firewalling her from this world forever.
All right. Well,
could have caused the pandemic. It times out.
And when you got into her Amazon account,
I have a list of things, but the one one takes a cake.
We will continue with this. And the access to the Amazon account when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. This is great. Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you? Yeah, you're great. I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds any way we can, but what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? Have no fear. Stamps.com is here. Stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. What a wonderful company. Proud to be associated with them. Print your postage on demand and skip those crowds at the post office. And now you can you can ship UPS packages right from Stamps.com. Ship UPS through Stamps.com and get special discounts, avoid certain surcharges, and no volume commitments. Stamps.com lets you save time by printing both UPS and USPS labels and tracking all your shipments in one place. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, especially now, saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times we live in. So UPS. I'm having
ups,
a good day.
It's Mike. Ups.
Ups.
I'm wound up. seriously, add UPS and USPS. Stamps.com. Do it today. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS for USPS or UPS. It's Stamps.com. Promo code TMOS. Stay safe, my friends. We appreciate that.
Never been a better time.
This is really fascinating to me. Okay. So I didn't know. I thought you'd known about her Amazon for a long time, but this is only since January.
Recently, we've had access, right? Because she's asked us to purchase things for her, and we usually just send it to her. No big deal.
All right.
Since January, she has bought a brand new washer dryer, which, by the way, was, I guess, on sale. Who knows? Still nothing that's cheap and was glaring because you see those dollars. You're like, well, someone had to deliver that, and if you're in quarantine, I'm sure it's great for business when people, random strangers, just walking in, dropping washer and dryers off, right?
They're best purchased in pairs. We want to get both.
I have to ask the detailed question: did somebody remove the old one and install the new one for her? So is it nice?
I wouldn't know.
You haven't been there. Oh, it's because it's the COVID.
Yes, it's COVID. Yeah. This is COVID time. COVID shopping time, right?
Mike, is it nice?
Are they nice?
Is it nice?
Can you steam your clothes?
LGs, I don't know. I'm sure they're fine. It's expensive.
All right. Oh, life's good.
Again, remember, green egg in the back for one person living there.
Yeah.
Two brand new wash dryers for one person living there.
Right.
She's purchased a stainless steel refrigerator. This is, again, COVID time. People delivering things left and right. Like, why is she in quarantine if people are delivering things?
Can I ask you, since we seem to have a trend here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about the state of the appliances in your childhood home?
Probably had 5 years left in them, maybe six.
Okay, all right.
Didn't
you know.
Didn't need the upgrade, just bored. So
the refrigerator that it replaced, it was not a stainless steel model.
Was not.
Was it a lovely yellow or green? Was it that old?
No, it was like color? The tan. Where you're, it's like your parents' fridge. I had magnets up there. It's nothing crazy.
I understand. Right. I'm with you.
Very good.
She bought a Highline massage chair that now I'm sure is sitting somewhere in the house. I don't know on what floor.
Massage chairs are buku bucks. Is this the kind that, like the real Mac Daddy massage
chair? It's
a
zero gravity one where you lean back.
The one that leans back. Yeah,
it's like $2,500. It's f***ing terrible.
We're going to have a lot of edits on the show.
It's a disaster. Yeah. So all of that stuff, my brother and I are kind of like, fine. It's mom. Fine. Don't tell dad. We'll call Tati and then we'll just split this and help her. Like, whatever, you know? Just to do what we need to do.
So this is how she's coping, by buying things.
Yeah. What I guess the scary part is this, is that when I do my grocery drop off, I do like the staging of cleaning all the products, opening the boxes up, leaving them there, and then Lysoling and wiping them down. And then that one time I got a chance to go and hang out with her, I ate lunch or dinner on the deck while she was talking to me through the phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going through all that BS and she's just having delivery guys or men and female, just God bless them.
Right.
Rolling in and unhooking and hooking stuff up. Like, what's the deal? So my brother and I call.
You know what I'm worried about is that I would hate it if the guy that delivered the refrigerator used the massage chair.
So my brother and I call in concern of both financial matters. And God bless my brother. He will take care of most of this. I will tip in where I can tip in.
Right.
I have to stop you there. So you mentioned about her. Is she unaware of depleting whatever accounts she has and your father has? Is she financially aware, or does she maybe assume that your brother's going to swoop in and kind of say, is she aware of the financial realities of making these purchases, or is it just an addiction? I mean, like, for example, I use the example of gambling.
I think she's addicted.
Okay.
All right. But now, it could be, it's better than cocaine or heroin, right? So,
it's between cocaine and heroin.
By the way,
heroin is horrible.
If it wasn't the pandemic, we've returned stuff. Like, right. I have driven there and said, this
and haven't
is going
you done
back.
It? Haven't you done it behind her back?
I have done it behind her back.
Yeah, like, secret return.
Because she's unaware she has the product.
Half the stuff, times the time, where the box go, who knows, right? And it's not the Alzheimer's, hopefully not, but she does, or she knows that a little better than, she was. I might have misstepped. But since she has no adult supervision now, much like children, she's like the opposite of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, except she's my mom, and she's just doing everything she can on the cards that were given to her with what she wants. So we call and say, let's forget about the money. We know dad's left for another continent. Fine. If this is fitting, this is filling your void. What of the no contact situation? And then she says, I got it covered, because I guess sometime in December when my dad was freaking out about this pandemic coming, she got herself what is a hazmat suit from DuPont was selling it.
A hazmat suit.
It's like the DuPont 7000 line. And if you look in her past purchases, this is before it was all going to healthcare workers. And when her deliveries come, she meets the delivery guys in the driveway in a hazmat suit and then ushers them through the house to where to drop the stuff off.
Another quality product from DuPont.
God.
How much? Do you know how much the hazmat suit cost?
It was $70. Of all the things to be pissed about. Not
I can't
that.
Put a price
right?
on
Not
safety,
that.
Mike.
Not that.
That's right.
Oh, my God. You can get anything on the internet.
And you can.
You can get anything
so
on
my
the
brother
internet.
And I are on this conference call with her where she's showing us, like, that she's being responsible, and she says, let me put it on. So she puts it on all foreign-like and comes down, and because she doesn't – this is a weird disconnect between my mom and technology. She never carries the phone around with her to talk. She says,
my mom didn't either.
I'll be right back. Like,
it's a habit.
Like,
my mom didn't either.
Stuck
put
to
it
the
down.
Wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I remember when my grandparents got their first cordless phone, I would watch them stand by the end table with the cordless phone. Like they had 3 feet of cord because they've never been able to walk around with a phone before.
Right.
So older people love to leave the phone.
She leaves the phone. We're staring at the ceiling fan. And then from the ceiling fan, you see go over what is something out of Outbreak and Dustin Hoffman. With the whole
so that the mask
it's got everything on there and you're like, oh my god, this
gotta
lady
know, orange or yellow,
it's yellow. And this lady, this wonderful lady, she has an answer for her kids, she's being safe, but she's spending money she can't spend.
Oh my god, Mrs. Amalia's way to go with the hazmat.
How much fish oil has she bought? We don't know. We just look at the things that are over like $400 or $500.
God bless her. God bless her.
It's a mess.
Oh my god.
Look out for your parents, people. They're spending your money or their money that might be yours. Who knows? Yeah.
By the way, Oscar. He indicated this before we went on the air today. That moved that to the top of the show today.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She's out of control.
You see, meanwhile, the guy that delivered the dryer goes home to his wife and says, you wouldn't believe what happened to me today.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the 1870s, Buffalo Bill Cody returned to Iowa to make his fortune in the search for the world's biggest strawberry. At his side was his trusty Colt revolver, and trailing his covered wagon was his trusty sidekick, Little Steve, riding his Palomino Llama with its Romanian hand-tan gypsy saddle. Well, time marched on. Buffalo Bill left Iowa. But Little Steve stayed behind and bought a radio station, KCJJ, the Mighty 1630, known far and wide for its music, information, and the place for great deals on dining room furniture and Iowa City molasses. Today, Little Steve is all grown up, and at 93, is known as Captain Steve. He's replaced the llama with a microphone. You don't have to salute him, you just have to listen to him every morning and occasionally bring him a cookie. Start your day with Captain Steve and Jim Hunter right here on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ from 5 a.m. until they can't feel their toes. And bring him a cookie.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to say a thank you to one of our sponsors, and I haven't done this very often with this company. I've told you about them, but I want to say thank you to KiwiCo. KiwiCo is just a terrific, terrific company if you've got little ones around the house. We're seeing a lot of kids stuck inside lately. It's cumulative. It gets to them after a while. Last week, we had a KiwiCo package arrive at the house, and we spent the better part of the afternoon having just a wonderful time. Thank you, Carla. We had a wonderful, wonderful time putting it together. It was a little kaleidoscope that was just so much fun.
So cool.
I had as much fun as Michael did. If you think it's impossible to get a kid to move away from the screen, you're wrong. This is good for their brain, and it's possible. Just get yourself a subscription to KiwiCo. It's a science and art subscription box for kids. It's tested by kids. All this stuff is so well thought out. It's really, really fun. It's more fun than any game they can play, and I was truly surprised by how much we were both engaged when we got this. Michael loves getting things in the mail. He loves doing it by himself mostly, but this is one we did together. And I've always loved kaleidoscopes, so when it came in the mail that we could make our own, it was really a lot of fun. Your kids won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo, and when they're finished, their confidence will be as big as their smile. This is the truth. The KiwiCo package was not just putting something together, but it was drawing some designs yourself and putting the colors together, so you really make your own kaleidoscope. It's fantastic. KiwiCo, redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. By the way, it's all ages. Doesn't have to be little bitties. KiwiCo.com/TMOS. And thank you to the people at KiwiCo for these wonderful innovations. It's really fun doing that. And, you know, yesterday Carla grabbed a sprinkler. And we went out in the backyard, and Michael was running through the sprinkler. And to see the joy of a kid doing what kids do, you know, it was great to see that.
Warm enough to do that down there? How's the weather down there?
Warm enough to do that, yeah. Today's cool. Today's a cool day. So it's a little cooler than it's been. I think.
What's cool for down there?
Yeah. Let me go to the weather center and find
out. All you cool cats and kittens.
I think we got a high
83.
Of
83 currently.
Beautiful.
Right now.
Jesus.
Yeah, we have a freeze warning tonight.
Yeah.
In some of the outlying
areas. It's going to be cold up in Maine, too. So we're doing all sorts of stuff that everybody's doing. Our big thing, might be getting known for it, is our little parking lot parties where I mentioned that yesterday briefly, but we set up four chairs and our neighbors came down. They brought their own hooch. Drove up in their car, sat down, and we had, you know, those plastic storage boxes that you put stuff in when you're moving?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We had four of those. Everybody had their little side table. And, of course, we had our hooch inside the house, and we had a little speaker out there.
Oh,
we
were sitting there
about 2 hours just shooting the S with our neighbors. Fantastic. John and Nancy, really, really nice people. And, you know, this new neighborhood, I have to give them a little bit of props. The average age is not casket. It's younger than that.
So,
by the way, there are plenty of like octogenarians and septuagenarians here, but they're also families with kids, and what's great is the realtor that we not only bought this house with, but sold our other house with. He drove by and he came by and in a golf cart with his family on board, and he kept going.
Yeah,
but anyway, that's so
he
just want to give him a shout out.
Continues to be uncommunicative.
Well, yeah, you know, why stop?
Exactly.
Why not play to type? Hi. How much money did I just put in your pocket? See ya. Have a great
day.
Thank you very much.
Off to my next adventure. My question, Mike, when you are
heard about that I was talking about him.
That when you're socially distanced drinking like that, does your hearing work against you because you're not close by?
No, because where my hearing comes into play, where it's difficult, is if I'm in a crowded restaurant.
Low That's frequency.
When I can't hear. Low frequency. I hear you. I can hear you. By the way, I'll hear a car door shut outside on the street, and I won't hear in a crowded room. When they're, you know, when Carla's making a margarita and I've got the TV on and Michael's asking me where his Lego set is, you know, that's when I just go, I can't hear you.
But you say, Mike, you can hear a car door shut?
Oh, my God. God.
I just like revisiting that one.
We take you back 7-8 years ago when Mike had knee surgery and was getting into the car with Carla and had his hand in the door jam as he was recovering, fully medicated. All right, I'm ready to go now, Carla. Thank you very much. Please shut the door and we can get going. Okay, thank you. I think you've cut my finger in the door.
You can actually hear his wedding ring fall off if you listen carefully. Let's do it one more time.
All right, here we go. All right. And then there's the one last year that I did where I'm like, honey, I was no, open the door. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And every time a siren goes by, because it's Florida.
You know, look, I realized this was a 2018 miniseries, but I think it was the anniversary of Waco, either yesterday or today,
yes.
Waco, where they had that massacre down there. Pretty good miniseries, Waco, and I forgot what network it was on first, but it's on Netflix now, so that's another pick to click if you want to watch something that's interesting, by the way, about the heavy hand of the government and the heavy hand of a religious maniac. Both of them equally guilty, very well balanced. You might want to check that
now
out.
Now known for David Fixer Koresh. Upper Waco, right?
Not really.
I would say, look, Waco is David Koresh up until that wonderful couple decided to make a TV show, and from now on, like, Waco is known, and I know for a fact because I've asked someone that's gone down there. Their entire tourism is built around Fixer Upper and Joanna and her husband and their program. It's crazy.
It's amazing they don't lean on the Koresh stuff for the tourism.
Isn't W from that area too? Waco? Isn't that where his ranch is down there?
I should know. I don't know that for sure.
Pretty sure that's the part of Texas he's from. But one of the things when you watch that program, I said to myself, in the event that I decided to form my own cult, my own religious cult. Yeah. The one thing this guy did, this is what you do. You get everybody coming into the cult, and then he has a revelation from God that says that all the men in the house should be celibate, and he's the only one that can have sex. So that's mm. that's
oh,
kind
I did
of the tell
that
he's a bit of a oh yeah
oh
yeah,
damn
yeah 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 his yeah he was he had 13 children in the compound.
Man.
And because they handled it so badly, unfortunately, many of those children lost their lives in that. And it was a pretty interesting, balanced, you know, you never know. Everything you watch when you see one of these documentaries or docudramas, you say, was that true?
What lens is this being looked at through?
Yeah. You know what? I think that's what I liked about it. You see how heavy-handed the FBI was. This was the days of Ruby Ridge where they were too heavy-handed and they killed the guy's wife and they didn't have to. And then you see how many people were killed in Waco, and you formulate your own opinion, but it's a pretty interesting look back on I think the FBI took a real step backwards when Waco went down because of how many people, including children, lost their lives in this. And it's a pretty interesting show. Carl and I tore through it. We binged like we never binged. I mean, it was like one night we binged through the whole damn thing.
Did she want to, after seeing it, did she want to start a no sex policy in your house?
Yes, she did. Yeah. Were you there? Is that how that went down? That's pretty amazing.
She and said then we bought, he wasn't all bad. He had some good ideas.
And then we bought hazmat suits. After
that. Did you, do you have any appetite for The Last Dance, the 10-part series of Michael Jordan's last championship run with the Chicago Bulls?
Just being a non-basketball guy, you know, I just don't. I mean, you got to love the read on it right now.
No, they say the read on it is that the storytelling is so good.
It's not about it's not about the basketball.
It's really not about basketball. They say that even a non-fan would enjoy.
You're
going to
love it because of the interpersonal conflicts that are coming from management to the players to the coach. And
ooh,
if Shannon,
selling me.
If
you're
Shannon
selling me.
Of all people, this is her quote this morning when we were at Foxworth setting him up for Get Up, was, hey, I actually like The Last Dance because I don't care about basketball, and it made me care about what happened to that team during that championship run.
Well, wow. All right. That's a good. What's the name of it again?
It's called The Last Dance.
Last Dance.
Yes.
Okay. Has nothing to do with like the tango or anything like that?
No, no, no. Or the Forbidden Dance. No,
just
not
checking.
At all. Not
just
at all.
Want to make
or
sure
Donna
I know.
Summer.
And it
the
just
last
dropped.
Dance,
just
right?
dropped. I think you get the first two parts now. They're going to tear it out, but you can find it on Netflix or ESPN.
What I understand is that they're going
to
rerun
touch
the first
on his
two
episodes. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
I think they're going to run the first two episodes before they drop episode 3. So if you have ESPN, you can watch it.
Do you have it yet?
No, I'm not upselling my dear. I'll watch it on Netflix.
Thank you.
I don't receive ESPN.
Come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, how's it going, my TMOS friends? This is your boy, Tomo. You probably haven't heard from me in a while because I've been deplatformed. I've been censored. Yeah, that's what happens when you love this country. They just cancel culture. Yeah.
Bye.
He's been so active lately.
Yeah.
I haven't
very
seen.
Active.
I would mute. It makes your life easier.
I feel like deplatforming him today. Okay. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our bonus packages. Hey, East Coast. The fun starts at 7 p.m. So F you, Wheel of Fortune. You're on your own. It's time for a TMOS cocktail party. Yes, you heard right. It's a nifty time shifty for our West Coast friends. He was drinking last night. So,
every night.
If you felt ill at ease tilting one back at 1 p.m., and by the way, there is no crime in day drinking.
No.
Have no fear, my California cronies. This week, we all drink at 7 p.m. Eastern at a respectable 4 p.m. in the West. This is funny. Indianapolis, figure it out. But we'll be here. And the best part about it, immediately following the show, the bonus show rolls on. And if you haven't heard, anyone can watch the bonus video stream live. That means you. But after the show streams, the bonus party goes behind the paywall, so don't miss your big chance. This is free bonus content if you're just smart enough to grab it. By the way, while you're cooped up in your house, please keep in mind that there are nearly 500 commercial-free uncensored bonus shows available, and weird stuff goes on those bonus shows, people. And you can get it just pennies a day at Mike O'Mara show.com. Good stuff. And now would be a great time to subscribe. It would help us a lot. Thank you. It's your passport to the Asport. Copyright 2020 TMOS, the TMOS bonus show. And may you listen to an entire TMOS bonus an hour before the devil knows you're dead. or knows it aired.
What?
Or slancha.
Slancha.
Or whatever we say with that, you know, what.
News!
Boo! Sonny on your play. All right, I don't know why I lead with this, but I do. Sometimes I just see a story that I have to share with you. This just seems so a-holy. And,
okay.
It's absolutely irrelevant in this day and age, but I have to share it.
I like the word a-holy, Mike. I like when the barefoot contestant makes a lovely garlic a-holy.
It's just, you know, I think spotting selfishness is important in these times. It truly is. Quarantine rules are for all of us except for Andy McDowell.
I can't stand. Uh-oh.
I have never liked Andy McDowell.
I agree with you. I don't know why. I do not like movies
she's in. I think she wrecks good movies. I think in Groundhog Day, she was just meh. You know, while Bill Murray did all the work. She wanted to go for a hike, and the paparazzi caught Andy and her daughters crawling under a gate on Friday to get out of a Los Angeles area park that's supposed to be closed till April 30th.
Oh, no.
It's just dickish. It doesn't matter, but it's just so, we'll just crawl under the gate.
They don't hide the fact that these parks are closed. Mike, think about it. Here in D.C., I took Santos for a walk, and the hoops, like the actual hoops, not the backboard, the hoops on all of the basketball courts are torn down.
They remove the hoops. I think that's a good move.
Are you sure
that's not just vandals?
No, the tennis courts, and this is what's great, and this is how terrible people are.
Yeah.
On Nextdoor, that app that we all have that we can figure out what's the gossip for our neighborhoods.
Yeah, it's big. Yeah. It's getting bigger every day. Yeah.
The headline said, someone stole the nets from the tennis court. And underneath says, basically, no. The Park Service removed all the nets from tennis courts because people weren't abiding by
paying
the social distancing.
Yeah, they're being selfish. They're being selfish.
Well, then technically, didn't they steal them from us? And it became this like layer of like, idiot,
the threads
dummy,
on next
idiot,
door.
Dummy, we'll idiot, drive. Dummy, idiot,
we got
dummy.
A guy. We got a guy in this neighborhood, a bully that just everything is. He turns everything into a contrarian argument. And I ride by his house all the time.
Speaking of basketball, we didn't talk about that One World at Home concert yet, and I can still play you some stuff tomorrow. I'd like to. But the thing that really surprised me is Elton John can't sing anymore, so he's outside in his backyard playing piano. In the background, there's a basketball hoop and two basketballs. Is Elton John playing basketball? Is he playing horse?
I don't think Elton John would have played basketball when he was 21.
It really threw me. I just like, what am I seeing here? I don't know.
Weird. The paparazzi caught Andy and her daughters crawling under a gate Friday to get out of this park. A rep for the park says nobody encountered Andy and her daughters, and quote, we will not penalize them. So I guess that means no official people. Yesterday, Andy posted on her Instagram story that, quote, both my girls are in Montana. They are not in L.A. But then she deleted it.
Oh.
Because she was lying.
Oh, damn.
That's the entitled celebrity.
Just to hear that Andy McDowell's on Instagram makes me want to delete the app.
It's just funny the way that went down. Oop, wait. All right, here we go. Some quick hits here. Can coronavirus be spread through flatulence?
Oh, Jesus.
A doctor in Australia has warned, quote,
no beer, boot, and fatting, as yes, that could spread the virus.
Oh.
If you're wearing pants, that should keep your flatulence from infecting people. Gross.
But still, glad I'm not in the previous incarnation of my career.
The world. Oh, you'd be intubated already.
Yeah, you'd be sending flowers tomorrow.
The world's last blockbuster in Bend, Oregon is still doing good business right now, but it's only offering a curbside pickup. I love curbside pickup, by the way. It's fantastic. A news reporter in Sacramento, California, one of our hotbeds for the Mike O'Mara Show, accidentally filmed her husband naked in the shower as she did a live broadcast from home. Way to go. Way to go, Big Sack. We love that one.
So to speak.
I'm gonna burp.
Okay, it's fine.
Sorry about that. Google searches for how to make homemade sex toys have gone up significantly in the past month, and the Chicago Tribune put up a new column yesterday advocating solo sex during quarantine. That's interesting.
Why is this broom handle so short?
All the splinters.
May help boost your immune system. I hope so, because I love listening to music now.
Yes.
And that's what we need right now, so crank it up, people. Toilet paper scams are spreading online, where you pay big money for miniature rolls. Oh, that's just
that
not right.
Sucks.
Oh, by the way, would you like to hear
I've
the sound?
But I've made a fortune.
2 days, I think it was 2 nights ago, Carla walked into the house with Cottonelle. There, now you know my brain, my brand, rather.
Sure.
Carla walks in and she had a Cottonelle Super Strong, and I was just like, oh, I took it all to his bathroom, not hers. Yeah, enjoy the Charmin, honey. Enjoy the Charmin with their new disintegration line. There you go.
Dissolvo.
Yeah. Stays up there even if you don't want it to.
Oh, God.
Taiwan's I could do an hour on toilet paper. Taiwan's baseball league has been running through the pandemic, but social distancing went out the window on Sunday when two teams got into a brawl on the field.
Oh no. God.
They take it seriously over there. They truly do. No, we don't need the Angels. We need this. Thank you. A man in England pulled out his own tooth with a pair of pliers after he couldn't get an emergency dentist appointment during the lockdown. I'm going to pull it out with my own pliers, dude. There we go. Thank you. Let me see. The last cruise ship in the world, which sailed from Italy on January 5th, has finally returned home. There are no confirmed cases of the coronavirus on board.
That's
so far.
Good news.
Good.
I got to see the family. And a woman in Ohio. I'm sorry. Check that. Idaho. Could face jail time for violating the state's stay-at-home order by having a yard sale. There you go.
Oh, my God.
people are idiots. Here are 5 ways to help your delivery folks, the grocery people that come by. Number 1, be good about tipping. 2, have your phone nearby. They might need to text you or call with a question. So when they're on the way, have it handy in case something changes. Don't try to hoard stuff. They follow the same rules you do, so don't hoard. So just get what you need. Avoid contact. That's a big one, too. Lighten your order if possible. Get what you need first, but try not to include too many heavy items all at once. All right? So, Rob, really, ixnay on the canned food, the canned chowder.
All right, really. Mike, today's order was easy. 200 pounds of dog food and 18 gallons of water. That's it.
By now, you've probably heard this show, Too Hot to Handle. Have you seen the promos on Netflix for this show?
Oh, I know, Oscar has, absolutely.
Oscar's probably already just waiting by the TV.
They're all garbage cans.
The new Netflix dating show where contestants are not allowed to have any sort of sexual contact, even with themselves. So you see, they're not told that when they go to the island.
They find out when
they
get there.
Right. It's a British show. The premise is simple. A bunch of sexy singles thrown together in paradise with a chance to win $100,000. But any kind of sexual activity by any contestant cuts into the prize money. Even a kiss drops it by $3,000. So how do the producers keep the participants honest? A contestant named Bryce Hirschberg said there were cameras everywhere, even in the bathrooms. But he says the bathroom cams were not recording. They were just so the contestants could be watched. Weird.
Okay.
In a separate interview with People, two of the producers don't admit to watching people use the bathroom, but they did say someone was always listening.
Oh, yeah.
Seems to be another chance to
pay.
3K for a kiss? That's steep.
Yeah, but I saw some of the participants. They look naughty, and
they're all good looking. They figure nature will take its course. The payout's gonna be $25,000 by the time they're done.
Do they lose any money if they pull out? Do they lose any money if they pull out a tooth?
With pliers.
Yeah.
And now a little something. A 74-year-old Florida man from Palm Coast was arrested after pointing a gun at some golfers next to his home. John Robert Orr was angry. You could end the story right there. And just say,
amen.
John Robert Orr was angry. You could say that about 550,000 people that live within 15 feet of me. They're angry. They're just angry. He was angry that the group had driven over a bridge and close to a putting green at the conservatory course in Palm Coast, Florida. He then went inside his home and came out with a firearm and pointed it at the group. All the golfers that were interviewed by the police said that they feared for their lives. When cops confiscated the gun, it turned out to be a Winchester BB rifle.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Looks real.
We haven't done it during the stay-at-home order, but we can do it now. Our first stay-at-home order Florida slogan of the day. A simple one.
Oh, Mike, a new one. This is great.
There we go. Florida, come for our open beaches. Stay for our friendly senior citizens. There you go. We'll take a break and come back with more in our hazmat suits right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Ladies, can we talk? Are you ready to unwind after a long week of camping out on the couch or slaying the dragon from the dining room? Well, relief is here. Fill your favorite wine glass to the rim and join us for a cocktail party. Not just any cocktail party, a Colomera cocktail party.
Hey, wait a minute there, Missy. Don't you mean a Mike O'Mara cocktail party?
Don't kid yourself, Sonny. Kala's got a bigger glass. Anyhow, it's this Friday at 7 p.m. That's 4 o'clock for the kids on the left coast. This one's for the O'Mara chicks who enjoy the finer things like romance, wine, and TMOS. So get on the Facebook and laugh with us this Friday with a live taping of CMOS and the bonus show immediately afterwards. It's your passport to the Sassport.
7 p.m. for our West Coasters this coming Friday. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
4 p.m.
What's that?
4 p.m. for the West.
Oh, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Right on.
4 p.m. Western Time. Yes, sir. It's the best gear of the year. Is there music in back of me right now?
Yeah.
Now there is.
Yeah, you got to crank that a little bit. Yeah. Even the playback I hear, you got to run that hotter, Rob.
Okay.
It's the best gear of the year. Yes, the official TMOS logo merchandise. Time to get your T-shirt or hoodie or both. So you can be part of the TMOS T-shirt roll call. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all
love
you
it.
Folks that are doing this. I love seeing the pictures of you. It makes my day. Makes all of our days to see you doing that. Really, thank you very much. TMOS Hall of Famer Lena Gilmore still wore her TMOS hoodie this weekend. Monica Harrison, a doppel dipper. What's a doppel dipper?
She bought a T-shirt and a hoodie.
Oh, very
sweet.
Oh,
that's wonderful. Monica is still the Wanaka. Katrina, Katrina Johnson, Drew Belinsky, Matt Bazinet, John Brinton, Elena Glasgow, and Stephanie Larson was burning up the internet in her TMOS swag, guilty of larceny. Or maybe she's a larcenist. Either way. Yes, the TMOS shirts and hoodies are arriving. Hop aboard the merch train. Chugga chugga choo choo. What's wrong with you?
Nah.
I feel like I'm running a marathon trying to decipher this. And if you haven't ordered yet, what are you waiting for? They are ready to be delivered right to your front door with zero human contact. Just click the T-shirt banner at MikeOmerishow.com, then post a pic of you strutting in your TMOS gear. Remember, every purchase spreads the TMOS message. TMOS merchandise, loved by cool cats and kittens everywhere. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is the 21st. April 21st, a Tuesday. Take it away, Rob.
Been a while since we've had a quarantine. Mike, get that detonator ready.
No doubt, this will be a disaster. Zoom meetings, I feel no need to shower. I don't have to wear a tie. Working from the house.
That's good.
Okay, so you go with that one? Good. All right.
That's good. So, yeah, working from the house is where it's clever.
Like that.
It required thinking. Working from
slip one.
I love it.
Got one past the goalie. All right. This is actually on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page. If you want to see the accompanying video, first, I must say, Mike, no animals were hurt, but it is a man watching a video of two dogs chasing a cow into a pool.
Oh, I saw it. Look, you know what? I sound like an old fart here. I could do without the profanity because my kid would enjoy it if they didn't say the effing in it, but it is it looks like the pool is next to some ranch, some Texas ranch
because
or something like that.
Because at the end, Oscar, a man with a lasso on a horse, but let's just listen. The play-by-play
is
better.
Well, no, you can give it the setup because it'll really, because the audio won't translate, but the cow is being chased by dogs right into the swimming pool.
Oh, my God.
And I've never seen a cow get in a pool ever.
And a guy, you know, does play-by-play for it. It's funny.
It's pretty funny. Good.
We got two dogs chasing a cow out in somebody's backyard. Oh, dog bites cow. Oh, cow is in the pool. Oh, my good dog is going in the pool after the cow. They are in the deep end. Oh, cow, dog is biting cow. Cow puts him under the water, dunks him. Dog swimming away. We got dog number two on the side of the pool. Dog number one is going after cow again. The cow's under the diving board. Oh, he's getting out the pool. He can't get out. He can't get out. They both stuck in the pool. Oh, my goodness. We got a cowboy coming in. Oh, he's got a lasso. Oh, two cowboys. Cow trying to get out. He's in the shallow end. Lasso. Oh, he's doing a lasso thing. Oh, my goodness. He got the cow with the lasso. Oh, my goodness. First shot.
Nobody was hurt. So anyway, everyone's fine.
There are a few things there that I loved about this. The play-by-play was hysterical, and at one point the cow swims over to the pool ladder.
What are you doing?
That may be his last chance, he says. That wasn't on the audio.
And then this cowboy, this like Texas guy that right out of a movie rides over, and you see him with the lasso, and he's doing this like they do, and bam.
Amazing.
Right on it. Right on it, and gets him right out of the pool. It was fun to watch. Really.
Hard to dislike the guy from The Office, John Krasinski, who has also done the show he did, the Netflix show, the spy show?
Jack Ryan.
He's great. Jack Ryan. He's doing this during the pandemic. He's doing this YouTube show called Some Good News. And what he does, it's like a fake newscast. He did a fake prom
SGN.
With the Jonas Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But this was so funny, and this is funny because it's short. It's just a cutaway. It's the weather report.
We should do a check on the weather. Brad, how's it looking out there?
It's Brad Pitt.
Looks pretty good. Yeah.
Thanks, Brad.
And it was just Brad Pitt looking out.
You see Brad Pitt on his deck, and he looks at it and goes... So again, and it doesn't look pretty good either.
No, it looks horrible.
It's like cloudy and nasty. And then Brad Pitt goes, looks pretty good. And then he goes, yeah. And he just goes inside. He goes, thanks, Brad. And Krasinski's getting
downloads. He's killing it.
And I close with this. It is my pandemic man of the day. He ordered on Postmates a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Now, I talked about the last time I was on campus at George Mason. They have little robots on wheels to deliver things around campus. Mm-hmm. And he got his Chick-fil-A through the robot, but the robot didn't stop. He chased it for 25 minutes and filmed himself chasing his Chick-fil-A robot. So I doff my cap to thee.
Bro, I've been following my Postmates robot for 15 minutes. Stop. This is my food. Bro, this won't stop. Stop.
So...
Chick-fil-A. It's a different level of want and need with that product, believe me.
And then the robot said, I hope you have a great day. Anyway, that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Please be careful out there.
Thank you all. Thanks for letting me vent. Please read.
Come on.
Stay informed. Hold your leaders accountable if you can. I don't know what you can do to that, but please, above all else, say thank you to the people that are on the front lines dealing with this, especially if you happen to know any doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, people that are going in and doing their job every day with incredible courage. Really, give them a shout out. That's it. We got to get out. We'll be back with another show tomorrow. By the way, if I seem a little distracted for some of the show towards the end here, Carla seems to be cooking a super large amount of bacon in our kitchen right now.
Oh, my God.
You want to get my mind elsewhere. There you go. There.
Wow.
Thank you.
I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Yummy.
Keto-friendly. She gave me a strip of this. I wouldn't have screamed for the first hour of the show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Vera saying bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Michael Mera, Radio Entertainment.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.
Should I tell people that I am a good at sex?
Just try and have a little fun, folks. That's all.